This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcasters who criticized him to lose their licenses, his retribution continues, says ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
This is a major escalation of the president's effort to get retribution against his political rivals. ABC News has learned that President Trump is expected to fire a top federal prosecutor for failing to file criminal charges against Letitia James, somebody who is obviously very high on the president's enemies list.
James, the attorney general of New York, who prosecuted the president in that state. Today, the president also expected to speak with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. TikTok at the top of the agenda. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will consider changes to the hepatitis B vaccine recommendations today. Thursday, the panel voted to split the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine into two shots and not be administered to children under age 4. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. The suit seeks to have a jury determine compensatory and punitive damages for the voters whose ballots weren't counted. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski has been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Romanski says he looks forward to representing Wisconsin in important policy discussions across the Midwest. And Wisconsin cranberry growers are seeing an above-average yield this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association tells WXPR the group estimates 5.3 million barrels of berries will be grown this season. That's down from record seasons in recent years. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 65.
Maximum hits, Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:03. We'll be giving away tickets, wagons, and wine just in a few minutes. Here is Leonard Skinner on Max FM.
Singing songs about News hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Friends.
Welcome to the show.
Ahoy, matey. It'd be a glorious day.
Why are you talking like that?
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I'm a pirate.
I'm a pirate.
Ahoy, matey.
Yarr.
Ahoy, matey.
Happy National Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey.
It's showtime.
Ahoy, matey. It's time to take a look at our weather forecast. More music mornings with Dave and Emily at 7:11 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today we are looking at shower and thunderstorm chances after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy, a high of 78. Tonight we see shower and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the evening, turning cloudy with the low of 61. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 75. Shower and thunderstorm chances continue Sunday afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 76. Currently 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Ahoy, matey, how's it going today, Emily?
Ahoy, matey, time to talk like a pirate. I'm not very good at that. I do have a friend, an actor, who's really good at it, and I wish he was with us because he could take this away by storm. Zabby. That's all I got. All right.
I've been waiting for
great.
This.
I'm doing great. I kind of feel like we should watch Pirates of the Caribbean just because that's a great movie. Johnny Depp is so fantastic in that movie as an actor. That character is like just like a real person to me. But anywho, I am doing great. Happy Friday, everybody. Feeling good. decent weather forecast. You know, it is what it is. It's Friday, so let's enjoy, matey.
Yes, we shall. And guess what? We're going to give away some tickets to Wagons and Wine. That'll be next Saturday, September 27th at Circus World Museum from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. I have two of those tickets right in my hand here in the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios. You just need to text in the word Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, to 608-355-9970. Or better yet, text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and text in Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Circus World's Wagons and Wine next Saturday afternoon. You must be 21 years of age to enter our contest today. The reason I mention it is so important to have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. We kick off our multi-state text-to-win contest starting next Monday, 7 a.m. We're going for the green or the gold. We are excited about this. I'm ecstatic about this one. This is something that I've been waiting to talk about all week long. Finally got the green light to talk about it yesterday. So we're going for the green and gold starting next Monday. Giveaway time, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. You may be going, Dave and Emily, well, what do we win? Our daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you get to be entered into our grand prize drawing for two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus that team from Minnesota. This is a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 p.m. Plus, we're going to give you a gas card to get you to the game, a $1,500 value grand prize. Taking entries all next week and the week after, we will give you the keyword starting next Monday morning, 7 a.m., Emily.
That is so exciting. I love text to win contests because you know what? It keeps us on our toes. We got to talk about it. We got to share it with you guys. We got to make sure that everybody's getting a chance to win. And boy, I don't know how you kept the lid on that prize. Holy man, that's exciting.
I'm excited about this one. And so that is starting Monday. But again, today, we are giving away a pair of those tickets to Wagons and Wine, Circus World Museum, Saturday, September 27th. You just need to text in Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, to 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app before 9 a.m. We'll pick a winner at random with our computerized drawing system, and we will hook you up with those tickets. I'm looking forward to that. Also, Emily, we're looking forward to Purple Thursday. Coming up next Thursday, starting at 7 a.m., it is our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, and that is going to be exciting, right?
Yeah, that's super exciting. I've been thinking about this a lot and how to, you know, kind of get the word out there outside of being on the radio. There, you know, we've got some graphics we can share with you guys. Please share on your social medias when you see a pop-up. That's really how, you know, we just have an additional asset to get the word out there. So please do so. Please share. Please give too. Like I put a challenge out there to other folks in the real estate industry to go ahead and, you know, give back a bit about, towards this donation raising and fundraiser that we are working on. Of course, the day of the Radiothon is less than a week away, the 25th next week, Thursday, but we are taking pre-donations. All you have to do is pop in the studio, come and see Dave, come and see me, write a check to Hope House, and it will get to them. We have everything recorded. Please do so. Please give, because we're going to have a great time on Thursday. That's just going to happen. That's a given. But we are also really excited for the purpose of this to raise funds for Hope House. They're the only ones doing this kind of work in five counties. That is a lot of work. They need the help.
They definitely do. And the cool part about this is everyone gets a chance to help. You get to take over the airwaves next Thursday. You get to pick the request. A $5 minimum donation gets your request on there. A $10 minimum dedication donation. And if you don't like what's playing, a minimum of a $25 donation to bump that song off the air. We're taking fundraising seriously this year. Our goal is to raise $5,000 as Hope House has lost a lot of federal funding. And if you're interested in making a donation in advance of next week, you can email dave@max.fm. Or again, you can text 608-355-9970. You can write a check out to Hope House, drop it off to the studio. We will give that to the Hope House representatives while they are here on Thursday. We have a goal to raise $2,500 by the end of the day on Monday. Right now, we're at $600. If we get to that $2,500 by the end of the day on Monday, all of our hosts will wear purple tutus in studio and do a Facebook live stream, and you can see all of us doing that. So we've all agreed to do that for some reason, and yes.
For some reason. I think there was some talk about roller skates, so I'm going to up the ante here, and if we get to 2,500 by Monday, I'll don the purple tutu and roller skate in the lobby.
Oh, I want to see that. All right, you guys have the challenge, and I will live stream that as well. I will not be on roller skates per doctor's orders yesterday. I will not be on roller skates. So
I will.
But Emily will.
They might be rollerblades, but they will be roller something. And I will cruise around the lobby in the Great Day building. I'm just trying to remember 5 roller skates that fit still. but I know how to roller skate. I know how to rollerblade. And I can wear a tutu. So let's do this.
All right.
We have
let's
a long way to go. We've got all weekend, all day today, and all day Monday to get these donations. And I challenge all of you businesses out there. It's just a little. Just give a little, and it adds up when we work together. Strength in numbers, folks. We can do this.
It goes a long way, and I am working on contacting Baraboo Fire and EMS to have them on standby for Emily roller skating in the lobby in a tutu. So we'll make sure we have Baraboo Fire and EMS on standby. No. Make sure you wear all your elbow and knee pads and a helmet, you know. No.
Dude, I come from the 80s. You don't have any helmet? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
My kids all had to wear that stuff. I'm not wearing
those. I think about all the stuff, that we did in the 80s with roller skates and bikes without helmets. Yes.
I might be able to get a couple other people to do it with me. We'll have to see. So let's get this money in, folks, so we can, I know some people who like to skate. Just saying. Maybe I can get the skateboarders too. I know a bunch of people, but let's see if we can get some money in here and see if we can get this challenge on deck here to happen next week. I also wanted to give you all, and this is so switching gears, but I just am having fun with this because it is International Pirate Day. I wanted to do some translation for you. So here we go. Key pirate phrases include ahoy, that means hello. Arg, an exclamation. I mean, that one's kind of obvious.
Right.
Avast ye, that means pay attention. Avast ye, I'm not sure the pronunciation, but Dave, avast ye, pay attention.
A what? Hey,
that
squirrel.
Means yes. Me hearty, that means my friend and crew member. So me hearty, I like that one. Shiver me timbers, that's an expression of shock. And savvy, that means do you understand. Other common terms are Davy Jones' locker, that means the bottom of the sea. Swimming with the fishes, you don't want to do that.
Nope.
Landlubber, that's a non-sailor. And booty, which is treasure. So bring your booty into the radio station and share some of it with Hope House in the best way, as in treasure, as in money, as in donations. So thank you for working with me on that one. I just thought that was kind of fun to know some translations because I didn't actually know what some of those things meant. So that's kind of fun.
So bring your booty over to the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios to help support Hope House. And again, we're giving away
there's a phrase for next year. Bring your booty.
Bring your booty. Arg, matey. All right. As a reminder, we are still taking entries for those wagons and wine tickets at Circus World Museum next Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. One lucky winner will get a pair of those tickets. You just need to text in wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app for your chance to win. We will pick a random winner by 9 o'clock this morning. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40. We've got that long celebrity birthday list, and we're still taking anyone that has a local birthday or anniversary as well. 608-355-9970. Emily, looking forward to celebrating some birthdays shortly.
Sounds like a plan.
Arrgh, I mean, ahoy, matey. Yes, it is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. I've been waiting for this one all week long. Sorry, folks. Not sorry. But, you know.
Carrying an eye patch.
Yes. Ahoy, matey, a Twisted Sister on Max FM.
This is our life, this is our song. tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:29 on Friday morning. Yes, it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arrgh! Ahoy, mateys! We have a chance for you to win wagons and wine tickets to Circus World Museum next Saturday, September 27th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have a pair of tickets to this wonderful event. You must be over 21 years old to enter to win these tickets. You just need to text in WAGONS. WAGONS to 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and text in WAGONS. WAGONS for your chance to win a pair of tickets to WAGONS and Wine Saturday, September 27th at Circus World Museum. We will pick a winner by 9 a.m. this morning. You must be 21 to enter to win. Plus, you're going to need that Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. Anyways, as we go for the green or the gold, next Monday, starting at 7 a.m. in our multi-state text-to-win contest. So we want to make sure everyone's ready for that, but we want you to win today. Again, WAGONS, W-A-G-O-N-S, for a chance to win WAGONS and wine tickets to Circus World Museum next Saturday, September 27th. This is going to be a great event. We are going to take a look at our weather forecast. Also, we're going to take a look at local sports and regional sports on Max FM.
Morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have an auction preview for Carl F. Stotts & Sons Retirement Auction from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Carl F. Stotts & Sons of Wanakee. This is the third auction in a series of sales for them. This auction will feature farm machinery, including skid steers, attachments, and other items, tools, inventory, and much more. That online-only auction will end Monday at 9 a.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for the catalog and more details. Next week on Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction for a 40-acre property located near Arena, ending at 11 a.m. Check our website for more details. Then on Thursday, our September farm consignment auction ends at 9 a.m., featuring farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs, UTV, garden items, and much more. Check our website at gavinbros.com for a complete listing of auctions as well as the catalogs. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. In football tonight, we see Adams Friendship taking on Mauston, 7 p.m. at Adams. Edgewood versus Portage today at 3 p.m. That will be held at Edgewood High School. We have Sauk Prairie taking on Lakeside Lutheran at home in Sauk Prairie, 7 p.m. this evening. Holman will be taking on Reedsburg at Holman, 7 p.m. tonight. And Baraboo Thunderbirds football versus Onalaska tonight at 7 p.m. in Baraboo. We will have Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner on the call. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature, 63.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Pop. time for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:38 on Friday morning. In just a moment, we are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. If you know of anyone celebrating a local or birthday anniversary today, tomorrow, or on Sunday, you can text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, and we will celebrate those with you again just in moments. We are going to take a quick look at that weather forecast because I know everyone's curious about tonight. Today, we're looking at being mostly cloudy. Shower and thunderstorm chances start around 4 o'clock today, continuing until 10 p.m. tonight with the low of 7-8. Tomorrow, shower and thunderstorm chances, it will be cloudy throughout the day as well, looking at a high of 75. On Sunday, we are looking at it's partly sunny to start today. Shower and thunderstorm chances again in the afternoon with a high of 76. Currently is 65 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As I am looking outside right now, a little bit of fog out there, a little bit of mist, so just be aware of that as you're out and about this morning. You have a chance to win tickets to Wagons and Wine. This is taking place next Saturday at Circus World Museum from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wagons and Wine, you must be 21 years old to win these tickets. You can text 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on text and text in Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, for your chance to win tickets to this wonderful event. You get to tour the wagons at Circus World Museum and enjoy some great wine as well. Emily, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. And a really, really good alliteration, Wagons and Wine. That's just easy. So, yeah, go for it. For sure, it sounds great.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we don't want anyone walking the plank because they didn't get a chance to enter because, arg, maybe it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. We're having way too much fun with this. And, you know, during Twisted Sister, I figured out you could sing that like a pirate as well. And I made sure my microphone was off this time while I was singing. So,
well, yeah. You never know. Button pushing can be really complicated in our job. So you might hear some back behind the scenes things every now and again, like Dave singing like a pirate to Twisted Sister.
All right. But I need to break in. Sorry, Emily. I have some breaking news. I need to get on the air right away here. Due to the forecast of thunderstorms this evening, we're moving the start time of tonight's Baraboo Thunderbird football game to 6 p.m. So again, Baraboo Thunderbird's football start time has been moved up to 6 p.m. due to the forecast of thunderstorms this evening. That just came in from the Baraboo School District. We will be making arrangements to change our broadcast time as well. If the situation changes, we will obviously let people know as well. So yeah, that is late breaking news, Emily, from our weather forecast today.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I'm really, I think we should all appreciate the fact that we're able to kind of update the community on that over the radio here live. So that's awesome. So yeah, 6 p.m. start tonight.
Yes. So I'm just letting our staff know that as well. So multiple things happening all at the same time. We're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays for Friday, September 19th. We have a long list, so we will be paring this down today because there's just so many of them. But one I wanted to talk about today, Trisha Yearwood is 61 years old. That is Miss Garth Brooks, but, you know, they put that on the list. But she's a huge country star and singer, so I'm like, why would they say Miss Garth Brooks? She, you know, just sang. And so that one made me go, wait a minute. The other ones I saw, Jimmy Fallon, 50. That guy can never keep a straight face. He face like me.
Well, he can't. And I think that's part of the draw toward him, because he tries and then he falls apart and he looks like a little kid. It's pretty fun to watch, actually.
It's ironic him and I are the same age.
Jimmy Fallon's funny.
I do too.
We've got a couple of other big one. Well, this one's kind of fun. I didn't know this person's name. I guess I wasn't watching SNL at this time, but Cherry O'Terry is 63. She was one of the cheerleaders on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
There's some reasons that they think maybe she didn't make it big, but I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go back and watch those, see how funny she was. Also, big name in music. Lita Ford is 67, lead guitarist for The Runaways. Her biggest solo hits were Kiss Me Deadly and her duet with the late Ozzy Osbourne, Close My Eyes Forever. That's a big one right there. Jeremy Irons is 77. Alfred in the Justice League in Batman versus Superman. He was also the voice of Scar in The Lion King. Oh, I didn't know that. No
I
wonder.
Didn't either.
All right.
Sweet.
I can see it now. And he is the head bad guy in the third Die Hard movie and the corrupt oak on Showtime's Borgias.
That's so right. Remember him.
Yeah. Oh, you got okay.
Die Hard.
Light bulbs going off all over in Dave's head.
Yes, from Die Hard. That's where I remember him from, the third movie. That's okay. I knew him from somewhere. Now, Allison Sweeney is 49. They have her as a former host of The Biggest Loser. But Allison Sweeney also was a huge star in Days of Our Lives as Sammy. And so So I was a little bit surprised when they had her from that. But also, she's on the Hallmark Channel in some movies as well. So, you know, a little surprised those weren't mentioned in here. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, I know more about that one, because I remember her as Sammy on Days of Our Lives from a long time ago. So we also have Joan London, 75, former Good Morning America host. I remember her distinctly watching her in the morning. Randolph Mantooth is 80. We know him as paramedic John Gage on Emergency. So anyone that remembers that one. And then Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, 85 years old. Everyone knows Unchained Melody from Ghost and You've mm-hmm. Lost That Love and Feeling from Top Gun. So, and also, this is the other interesting part. He is duet with Jennifer Warren's I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
Wow. He was those are big songs and big movies. Like they made those movies, right?
Yes.
Like the songs did, is what I mean. Like I don't think every time you think of Ghost, Top Gun, or Dirty Dancing, immediately those songs go in your head.
Right.
The movies, you know what I mean? They're almost just big enough, like by themselves, without them. Like that's pretty cool. So happy birthday to Bill Medley! Wow, what a career!
Yeah, most definitely. So we will play a little Bill Medley this morning, and you can hear more on Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to fast forward to our Saturday, September 20th birthdays, because we do have some local birthdays that we need to get in as well. Right, Emily?
We do. A quick birthday shout out to Sammy Henrati is 30. She played Misty on Yellow Jackets, the young version of Christina Ricci's character. That she's such a good actor. If you haven't seen that show, I mean, the one who played the young character she's fabulous. So she's got a good career in front of her, I'm sure. Let's see here. I want to pick out some fun ones. There's a lot of people I've never heard of before.
Well, I'm going to pair a couple of together here because Chuck Panzo is 77, and he was a bassist in Styx with John Panzo, who passed away. That was Chuck's twin and drummer in Styx. So that is, you know, so Chuck is still around at the age of 77. John passed away, unfortunately, in 1996. But here's a one. Sophia Loren, 90 years old, legendary Italian actress. We remember her from starring in Grumpier Old Men.
Yes, she wasn't that. She did a lot of stuff before that,
yeah.
But it was way before our time, because she was doing stuff way back in the day before we were even around. So, wow. That, again, Hollywood stars and or musicians that make it to 90, that is so rare. So it's a pretty intense life to live. So to keep kicking that, she's just strong woman through and through, I believe. And then I wanted to wish a happy birthday also to George R.R. Martin is 77 today. Brilliant author of Game of Thrones, of which I'm reading the entire series for the second time and watching the entire series for the second time. I wonder if I like that content. I don't know. It seems like I might. But anyway, check out those books. He's a fabulous author. I don't know how he came up with all of the details within that fiction, but it is great.
Yeah, all right. We're going to fast forward to Sunday, September 21st, and go through a couple of those real quickly so we can get to our local ones. Alfonso Ribeiro is 54. We know him as Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I can't believe he's 54. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Carlton, who was like wearing the sweater vests and the, yeah.
Yes.
The ultimate preppy, right? Ultimate preppy.
Faith Hill is 58, and I'm not reading the snarky remark they put for Faith Hill. I'm just going to say a huge country star. Somebody was definitely snarky this morning. Dave Coulier, 66. We know him as Uncle Joey from Full House and Fuller House. And he's got the Alanis Morissette.
Nicole Richie, 44. Simple Life star and Lionel Richie's daughter. If people don't remember, she paired up with Paris Hilton back in the early 2000s for that show. And oh, goodness. They're just ridiculousness. Anywho, that's okay. It's pretty funny to watch. David Silvera, 53 today, former Korn drummer. He went on hiatus, and we haven't heard a lot from him since then. So, ooh, it sounds like he doesn't even own a drum set anymore. That's really sad. Oh, gosh.
Yes, it is.
Ricky Lake, folks, is 57. Former daytime talk show host who played Tracy Turnblad in the 1988 Hairspray movie, and she was fabulous. I haven't heard much from her at all, and I'm surprised that I didn't think she was 57. Wow, okay. Time keeps clicking on by, doesn't it?
It does. A couple more quick ones from Sunday. Bill Murray, 75. Stephen King, 78. Don Felder is 78. Eagles guitarist. And last one, Jerry Bruckheimer is 82. The man behind CSI, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and National Treasure movies, and both Top Gun movies. See how we wrap that all together from the...
That was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we got Talk Like a Pirate Day. And so, all right, I'm going to flip over to our local birthdays for today. Happy birthday to Eric Null and Larry Vertine. They both have a birthday on Friday. On Saturday, we have a legendary birthday. Tom Teed is celebrating a birthday. We would know him as Wendy's dad and my father-in-law. So happy early birthday to Tom. And yes, we'll be celebrating with him over the weekend. And I hope his daughters are on their best behaviors this weekend. And see, I know Wendy's not on the air today, so I can get away with being a little bit snarky. I'll pay for it Sunday night. And Emily, why don't you take our Sunday birthdays? We had a special text message come in for those.
This is huge. This is huge. Local Sunday, September 21st birthdays. Danny and Vivi are turning 13. Ooh, ooh. I love it. 13. I remember 13. I also have a daughter that's 12 and a half. So happy birthday to Danny and Vivi. What a wonderful time in life. Just go get it all, girls. You got it. Fun fact, they've been wished happy birthday on Max FM, not quite for 8 years, but I believe this year is number 7. So since they turned 6, they've been getting a birthday shout out here on Max FM. So happy 13th birthday on Sunday, girls. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
I hope they have.
There's another note.
Yes.
The short I on Vivi. Vivi is not Vivi, is how it was pronounced the first 2 years. So we still giggle about it. I didn't know that. I didn't do it.
Hopefully we didn't
I
do
got
it.
It. I got it right.
It wasn't us. It wasn't us. So
we weren't around then.
Yes. Well, yeah, I wasn't on the morning show then. So happy birthday to them. Also, happy birthday to Jim Astle on Sunday as well. As a reminder, you still have time to text in to win tickets to Wagons and Wine Saturday, September 27th at Circus World, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Need to text in Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, to 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app before 9 o'clock this morning. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10, and we'll have more shenanigans throughout the morning.
Sounds fabulous. Stay tuned, everybody. Don't want to miss it.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, and we're going to hear about our big deal of the day, and then we're going to have a little Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's on Mix FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Make some noise for Baraboo Music, one of Baraboo's most popular businesses located just off the square. Students are back in school and parents can buy their next guitar, drum set, or other instrument from Baraboo Music. Plus, learn to play with their experienced instructors. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Take the beautiful drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and you'll find fresh-picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and more. Perfect for eating and baking. Sip on fresh apple cider. Enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers. Take and bake pies made fresh daily. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mums, squash, pumpkins, and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause I
so long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical family.
had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear
way.
It's the truth, and I hope it.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chinese state media says the scheduled call between President Xi and President Trump is taking place right now. One issue expected to be the future of TikTok. President Trump said Thursday,
"We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms."
I was in the UK, and on his way back to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that criticize him should lose their licenses. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote today on any changes to hepatitis B vaccine schedules. That's a day after Robert Kennedy Jr.'s handpicked panel changed the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella chickenpox shot to split into two doses and not be given to children under four. Today, the House and Senate expected to vote on short-term government funding measures, but Republicans and Democrats each have issues with different aspects of the plans. That means an October 1st government shutdown is possible. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Underley's pushing back against federal policy shifts, she says, undermine Wisconsin schools. Underley gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday. She enters her third term in the role after defeating Brittany Kinzer in the April election. A historic car ferry that carries vehicles between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan, has been damaged. The SS Badger made contact with the SS Spartan during a docking procedure on Wednesday night. It caused damage to the car ferry's sea gate. The extent of the damage is being assessed. And the Department of Natural Resources wants hunters to be safe on the water as fall waterfowl season opens. The state agency says the most important thing is to wear your life jacket, especially as you're probably wearing heavier clothing as the fall continues and temperatures drop. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.